When helping estate planning and elder law attorneys leverage the internet to grow their revenue, we focus primarily on two primary goals. The first being to build authority on the internet and in the local community, and the second being to drive qualified leads. Let me talk to you a little bit about how we do that and why both of those are important. So we'll start with building authority. When we say building authority, we don't just mean that everybody in your town thinks that you're awesome or knows that you even do estate planning. That's part of it, true, but primarily we're talking about how Google and the internet sees your site, sees your business and its digital footprint on the internet. How is it seen? Is it seen as authoritative or is it seen as not authoritative? Is it seen as credible in a place that people like to spend their time? And is it good and valuable information and resources, or is it just stagnant and sitting there? It's really what we're talking about. And when we talk about building authority, we're talking about your Google rank, where you rank on the search engines, how you show up in the map pack, and how credible your internet presence is, mostly your website, your blog, your social media, and your reviews, whether they're on Google or on Avvo or Martindale, wherever they are. Facebook, do you have those reviews? Google is looking at a couple of different factors here. Is the information that you have relevant? Is it authoritative and important? And is it useful? Are people coming to that website, using that website as a resource? Are they coming there and coming back? Are they spending time on the site? If you have a business, which you do, are they leaving you positive reviews? And when they leave reviews, what are they saying in those reviews? Is it in conjunction with and in alignment with how you're trying to display your authority on the internet? We tackle this with a number of ways. One is obviously optimizing the website. So building a website with plenty of pages that highlight the local community that you live in, that's the area that you want to own. You want to be the authority in your local community. We always start there. Once we own that local community, or you own that local community, we can expand out. But it starts with that. So how you show up on the map pack. When we build the site, we want to build in all of the content, the keywords, the meta description, the title tags, the H1 headers, all that nerdy stuff, right? We do all of that to help build the authority. This includes your business listings. This is also often called your citations. So maybe you're listed on Google and Facebook and maybe Yelp, but are you listed on the Chamber of Commerce website, Better Business Bureau? There's literally hundreds of these business directories, and we have to keep those updated. Making sure that your name, address, phone number is correct across all of those. We do that for our firms and make sure that's maintained to help build the authority and let Google know, hey, this is an authoritative site and we're doing all the things. We're following all of your rules and we're trying to look as authoritative as we possibly can. By doing so, we show up in searches. And when we show up in searches, those are typically for what we call high intent searches. So estate planning attorney near me or elder law attorney in said city, whatever it might be. Those searches are high intent searches. They're people that are actively looking to hire an attorney. That's why they're putting attorney in their search. We definitely want to show up for those folks, right? We want to be in the running and competitive in those search results for those high intent searches, people that are actively looking for a lawyer. And we're talking about Google. That's pretty much what we're talking about, are those high intent search strings. Definitely want to show up there. So we do everything in our power from an internet's perspective, from a digital perspective, to build that authority online so that the firm shows up in those high intent searches. So that's sort of how we monitor and build up the authority, which is the first part of our goal. Part of that is also going to be the content that is produced. Is the content helpful? Is the content keyword rich? Is it showing up in searches? Are we mentioning the local towns and maybe some of the local areas? Are we including photos in there that are geotagged from the local area? Again, we do this for our clients to make sure that we're building that authority, providing the content that's useful, keyword rich, doing so on a consistent basis. Okay, so that we're building up more pages, more credibility, making that web bigger of your website. And not always, but typically a bigger website is a more credible website. So the more content that you have, the more authority that you can build, given that content is useful and good content, right? Not duplicated or repeated out there or just copied from AI, but useful and from your mind to the visitors that are engaging with your internet presence. So authority, job number one, super important. The next goal number two, is to drive qualified leads. Now, how do we do that? Well, it starts with building the authority, right? That's what's going to get us the high intent search terms and get us ranking there. It's going to bring those people that have the intention of hiring an attorney to your website. Now, when they get there, this is where the magic happens with IMS, with our company, and why it's important to hire us to help you build your practice online if you're focusing on estate planning or elder law. It's because we're going to help convert that traffic into a paying client. Here's how we do it. A lot of times agencies will tell you that the reason that your clients don't hire you is because they're uneducated and therefore you must educate them. And somehow we believe that once they're educated, then voila, they'll just hire us, right? It just doesn't work that way, folks. People are not coming to your law office so that they can get a JD when they leave and then go home and draft their own estate plans. And your intention is not to educate them to the point where they have the full knowledge that you have as an estate planning or elder law attorney to then leave and go draft their plans. So education is not their problem. Their problem is that they have a problem that they want to solve or that needs to be solved. They may not know exactly how to solve that problem. That's your job. Your job is to solve the problem, not teach them how they should solve it themselves. This is where driving qualified leads as a second goal for us is so drastically different from other agencies to integrity marketing. Our difference maker is that we understand why the prospect is visiting in the first place. The lack of a living trust is not their problem. They're not coming to you because they're saying, gosh, I just feel so bad that I don't have a living trust. I need to get one of those. That's not the issue. The issue is why they need a living trust. What's happening in their family? Is it a blended family? They're afraid things won't be fair between their children. They own a farm and they're concerned about who's going to take over the farm. Is the farm going to make it to the next generation? They own a business. It's something beyond just the surface level. I want a trust. That's not what it is. So the way that we convert these qualified leads into paying clients, one, we know they have a high intent, but two, we anticipate why they're there. So when the visitor comes to the website, to our client's website, it's not just, hey, we do estate planning. You better learn about that. Hey, we handle probates. You better learn about that. Hey, we do elder law. You better learn about that. That's not what we say. We say concerned about your legacy and making sure things are fair with your kids. We say a loved one's passed away and you're afraid of what to do next. We say you're caring for an aging parent and the outcome is overwhelming. We anticipate why people are there. And once people understand that we understand or you understand their problem, exactly what they're going through, and you speak in an empathetic yet keyword-rich tone, we invite people to book a discovery call to learn more about how they can solve their problem. Not about a living trust, not about an irrevocable trust or an asset protection trust. It's not about that yet. If and when you decide you're confident you can solve their problem and the prospect is confident that they have a problem that needs to be solved and that can be solved, only then do you present the education that's relative to their outcome. It's their solution. So how do we have success online? How do we drive revenue consistently for estate planning and elder law attorneys? By doing those two things. Building authority online, making sure your optimization is set up to where you're going to show up for all those high intent searches, that your marketing is consistent enough and your web is being built large enough to capture that audience and to win in your local market and be the sense of a sort of authority, be that source of authority in your marketplace. And then once we've done that, how do we convert those leads? We do it by anticipating why people are there in the first place. You're a problem solver. You're a planner. You're not a document peddler. You're not a professor. You own a law practice, a business where you are there not to just educate the community at large. You're there to help those folks solve problems and protect their legacy. By doing so, you'll sell more trusts. I hope this is helpful. Remember these 2 points. Number one, build authority online. Focus on your optimization. Be the source of authority in your local market. Become that guy or gal. You can totally do it. We can help. Then drive qualified leads, anticipating why folks are there in the first place, not just on the website, but in your social posts, in your videos, in your blogs, in your emails. Everything's an understanding why people plan, the root of the problem. We solve that, we'll sell plans. Hey, hope you guys enjoyed this episode. If you haven't already, like, share, subscribe, tell your friends about this channel. We can definitely help other estate planning attorneys just like you have phenomenal results, yet leveraging the internet to their fullest advantage and seeing revenue just go up in consistency of their practice and of their lead flow. That's what it's all about. Hope you enjoyed this. We'll see you next time.